year ends in September. We have to have that grant be under grant by the end of September. So the middle of August is when we have to have the grant paperwork in. We're on track to do that. In the meantime, everybody and their brother is working on trying to get a 6,000-foot runway out here somehow and coming up with a plan. I don't know if, Dave, you want to talk about those efforts or not. But
sure. Yeah, we've been meeting regularly on with our congressional staff and trying to see if there's any other way that we can fund this and see what if there are other options out there. And we met with Senator Carper, and he indicated he thought the best option was that we try to find businesses or add additional flights of the type of airplane that would qualify us for the 1,000-foot extension per FAA rules. So Jim, I've got a copy here of an email Jim did that lists the various categories of airplanes that you all are probably very familiar with that might help us reach that that level. 500 operations per year, and he's got them all listed here. So if you have any ideas on, you know, companies or how we can up our flights, or at least if we could even get a plan, we may not have the flights. You know, I don't think we have to wait a whole year if we had the flights. But if we had a business, for instance, that would regularly fly in and add quite a few flights, and you could get a letter from them, I think that would help us. So, anyway, I don't know if anyone had any thoughts on that. We would be very interested in your input. And this is almost like a catch 22.
Yeah.
You don't have the runway for the operations.
They're not going to come.
Yeah. They're not going to come, and they can't come until you got the runway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a.
We're kind of stuck doing business that way, and you know, it's, everybody agrees that that's true. But
we discussed that last year when the FAA was here.
Mm-hmm. And it's not as easy as we'll just have a fly-in one day and get 500 G3s to come in. You know, the FAA is not going to fall for that. You know, it's something that it's got to be a regular basis kind of a thing. So.
To get the NASCAR people coming back.
What? With their big airplanes.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to put Mark on the spot here, but are there any your subcontractors or anyone that you might think about that we might be able to entice to come here more regularly?
You mean like establish a base of operation?
Yeah, or help with number of flights.
You know, most of our clients are head of state. We've given it a lot of thought. But they need to have a place to go when they get here. And there really isn't too many places on the airport that can actually accommodate it other than our facilities. So that's a challenge because most of the time we're not even fully, so where are they going to go? So yeah, the ramp isn't always a good thing for some of these airplanes because they do like to be hangered as much as possible when they are on the ground. So
sure.
But you know, we'll certainly continue to source that.
And I may have confused people when I use the words, you know, an airplane that needs 6,000 feet. Obviously, you know, 737, they land here all the time. But they need more than the 5,000 feet. And the way the FAA does it is you go through their performance charts, you take the hottest day, the average high temperature of the hottest month, a wet runway, you know, all the things that really hurt your performance. You go in at, you know, maximum gross weight, and you come up with a required runway length. You know, for the 737, it's, you know, 7,000 or 8,000 feet. You know, that's how you determine whether the airplane needs it or not. you know, for the FAA funding.